Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Ah, the weekend. Time to blow off some steam. Where do you like to go on a Saturday night? The movies? Maybe a concert? I prefer the hospital. Never a dull moment at the ICU.
Out of the way!
Ooh, that's gonna need a little more than some aspirin and a Band-Aid. For tonight's story, follow me to room 15, where a lovely new patient arrived just a few hours ago. But how did she get here? Let's see if she can piece the puzzle together. Let's try not to disturb her. Just prick up your ears and listen well. And please, feel free to be very afraid. Q-Code presents Bad Vibes, starring Justin McElroy, created by Jake Emanuel and Willie Block. This week's tale, Don't Leave Me.
What? What's going on? Where am I?
Nicole?
What is there? I can't see anything. Who is that?
I guess you're awake.
Jess? Where am I? God, I can't see you. This light's too bright. I can't move. Wait, am I dead? No, God, I can't. Oh, no, please, please, I can't be dead.
You're not dead. You're at St. Joseph Hospital.
Oh, thank God. Seriously, Jess, what's going on?
I never thought it would be like this.
Stop being so cryptic. You always want me to guess. It's so annoying.
Do you even remember what happened?
No, that's why I'm asking you. Wait, maybe? The last thing I remember was getting coffee.
Order up for Jess and Nicole. Thank you.
Ugh. I said almond, not oat, and in a to-go cup. Are you all this incompetent?
I'm sorry about that. I'll fix it for you.
You'd better.
You could be nicer.
They messed it up, okay? Not me. Why do you always want me to come here?
It's close to your office. I thought it'd be convenient.
Actually, I'm on my way to a closing across town after this.
You're taking it to go, and it's on me. It sounds pretty convenient.
Well, you conveniently only buy me coffee when you need something, Jess, so let's hear it.
That's not true.
3, 2...
Fine. Is there any way I can stay in your guest room for a little while?
Your order, miss.
Now, was that so hard?
Have a nice day.
Did you even hear what I just said?
I was right, you did learn something. It's boyfriend kick you out.
Peter was my fiancé, Nicole.
Whatever, ex-fiancé you dumped, but still live with.
I'm not explaining this again. Look, can I stay with you and David until I find a place or not?
I'll think about it.
Gee, thanks, sis.
Gee, thanks for the coffee, sis.
Why do I even talk to you?
Because I'm all you got left.
I'll talk to David about the guest room.
God, that place is awful. Why do you always think getting me bad coffee will get you what you want?
Maybe that's where it started. No. It's been going on for a while.
What does coffee have to do with this?
Why can't I move? Are there straps on me or something?
God, you're selfish.
Selfish? I'm the one strapped to a hospital bed right now!
I can't expect you to remember, I guess.
Well, maybe I could remember if you took the straps off me and this stupid light wasn't in my eyes.
You called me 3 days later, but you never gave me an answer. Hello?
He's cheating on me.
Nicole? Where are you?
I'm at the office. David is cheating on me.
No, there's no way. David loves you.
Oh, what, like you loved Peter?
Okay, for the... Not the same thing. How many times...
Whatever. Look, I know David is cheating. I caught him texting someone last night.
Did you ask him about it?
Yeah, he brushed it off. He said it was work. He must think I'm an idiot. Who does a programmer need to text at 10 o'clock at night?
Someone with a programming emergency?
Hilarious.
Look, David loves you. Texting isn't proof of anything but having a cell phone. So, did you ask him about the room?
Thanks for the support.
I think my boyfriend is cheating on me and you're upset I didn't ask him about a room.
Why couldn't you once, just once, think of someone other than yourself?
I forgot. Big deal. It's not like you were homeless. Your name is on the lease, right next to Peter's.
You own your house, not David. Even if he was cheating, you could have kicked him out and had plenty of room. We could have been there for each other.
I wasn't gonna kick him out without proof.
Good morning, sunshine.
Babe, I had another hour.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize. He'll be asleep again in a minute, I guarantee it. Just don't sleep through our date tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my God, leave me alone. Wait, that's not mine.
Who the hell is texting him this early? Wait, Jess?
I tried not to tell her, but I think she knows.
Shit. What's his code? Crap. Okay, what's his birthday? Okay, texts. Here we go. Oh my God. David, let's meet tomorrow night and talk strategy. Jess, that's perfect. Can't wait. What the fuck? Shit.
Sweetie, you say something?
I'm sleeping.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You and David? No wonder you wanted to stay with us. What the fuck, Jess?
I should have guessed you'd figure it out eventually. You never were good with privacy.
Is that why? Oh my God. Did you two do this? Is this why I can't move? Nurse! Nurse! Doctor! Somebody help me! What are you doing?
I should have cut it off a long time ago.
How long were you two doing this?
I thought it would be different this time. That you'd actually listen.
I'm coming, hang on! Luna, shh! Luna, quiet!
Nicole?
You're sleeping with David.
What? No! Did he say we were?
He was texting you. Why?
What did he say? I'm not doing this.
No, you decided losing Peter wasn't enough, so you had to bring me down to your level and destroy my relationship too?
I'm not sleeping with David.
Is that why you left Peter?
Peter left me because I wouldn't stop talking to you.
Excuse me?
Do you think he was stupid? You took every opportunity to hold my mistakes over me and point out all my flaws to him. I told him you're the only family I have left and I couldn't abandon you. And he couldn't deal with that because he saw you for what you really are.
Well, what kind of sick person tells you to cut off your family?
No, he was right. Every relationship I've had since our parents died, you found a way to sabotage. You.
So you decided to sabotage my relationship.
Enjoy your date tonight.
Fuck you.
Were you sleeping with David?
I guess it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, it matters to me.
I can't change anything.
Did you two plan this? Was this some kind of revenge plot? What the fuck did you two do to me?
I can't keep taking this from you. It's time to make a change.
God, what are you talking about?
He was right. I need to cut it off.
But are you even listening to me?
If I do, maybe... maybe I can fix it. Fix us.
Oh, God. Fine, fine. Don't listen to me. I'll figure this out myself. Okay. I went to Jess's place. Then work. I went to work. I showed a few houses. And then a date. Where did we go?
I'm Dr. Lawson. Are you Jess Walker?
Oh, thank God. She did this to me. Get me out of here!
Yes, hi, doctor. Do you have any more information about her condition?
What condition?
We finished running some tests. Quite frankly, Nicole is lucky she even survived the crash.
Crash? Oh my God. We were in his car.
You've been quiet since I picked you up. Everything okay?
How long have you been seeing her?
What?
You and Jess. How long?
What? No, I...
I saw your messages.
Okay, this is a misunderstanding. I met up with her after she and Peter split up, but we had lunch, that's all.
Yes, so you went on a date.
No, she mentioned that you were busy, and I thought that she could use a friend.
Oh, yeah, a friend. Is that what you were planning on doing tonight? Telling me that you're with her now?
No.
You were supposed to meet today. What were you doing? Getting your story straight? That's where you're going.
Nicole, I was going to propose tonight. She was helping me plan it.
What?
Is this why you've been acting so weird all week? Why didn't you just ask me what was going on? Or Jess?
Because I knew you would lie about it.
No? Oh, so you don't trust me? Good. Glad I figured that out before I asked you to marry me.
How dare you? So watch out!
Oh my God. David.
Her vitals are stable for now.
But there's no chance she'll recover?
Are you both deaf? I am right here.
There is always a chance, but in my professional opinion, it's a very slim one.
No, I am awake. What is wrong with me?
What's wrong with her?
I just said
like
that!
Like I said before, it's called locked-in syndrome.
This isn't real.
She suffered a traumatic brain injury in the accident, which can bring this on in rare cases. She's aware of what's going on, but all of her voluntary muscles are paralyzed.
Jess, please tell me she's kidding.
I saw that you already started making arrangements for her care. Does she have any other family?
What arrangements, Jess?
No. Our parents are dead, and her boyfriend died from his injuries about an hour ago.
Oh. I'm sorry for your loss.
David is dead.
Thank you. She'll be taken care of here, right?
Absolutely. But she would do better if she had the support of family or friends.
I know, and...
Jess.
I know you probably think I'm a monster, but... I can't. She's caused too much damage. I need to live my life.
It's your decision. We'll take good care of her.
Jess, no! Jess!
Thank you, Doctor.
Absolutely.
No, Jess, don't leave me here.
Goodbye, Nicole.
Jess, no! Jess! No, don't leave me!
My, my, what a loving pair of sisters. At least now Nicole will have plenty of time for self-reflection.
Paging Dr. Boogie, you're needed for surgery in the OR. Paging Dr. Boogie.
Well, I've got to go. I just need my bone saw, a vial of arsenic. Oh, my trusty jar of leeches. Stay healthy out there, my contemptible cronies. You don't want to find yourself staring up at me from the operating table. Until we meet again.
Bad Vibes stars Justin McElroy and is created and directed by Jake Emanuel and Willie Block. Don't Leave Me was written by Sylvia Christopsens. Stars Angela Trimber as Nicole. Catherine Cavari as Jess. Additional performances by Alexander Bedria, Jackie Geary, Travis Tope, Deb Hyatt. Executive produced by Rob Herding, David Henning, Noah Gersh, Jamie Sheffman, Nick Panama, and Justin McElroy. Original audio production, music, and sound design by Salt. Produced by Tess Ryan. Production manager, Jack Friedman. Salt head of post-production, Liz LeMay. Original music and composition by Ryland Blackington. Q-Code head of music, Darren Johnson. Salt head of engineering, Jordan Galvin. Assistant engineering by Neely Oftering. Q-Code head of engineering, Ryan Walsh. Edited by Noah Kowalski. Assistant editing by Beatrice Neronia. Sound design by Will Digby. Mixed by David Williams. Casting director, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Liz T. Miles. Script supervisor, Liam Hooper. Production coordinators, Brandon Wisner and Bree Doering. Additional script supervisor, Nicole Jolly. Production assistant, Nathan Yan. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Lu. Bad Vibes is a Q-Code production.
Whether you're in a relationship, single, or recently heartbroken, you could be navigating some tough stuff. And it really can be challenging to do this on your own. We all need help when it comes to our relationships, very specifically, our love lives. I'm Jillian, and each week on my podcast, Jillian on Love, I share skills on how to strengthen our relationships, how to build a stronger sense of self, and how to heal heartbreak and choose better partners. Learn how to start making change today and search for Jillian on Love wherever you're listening now.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.